Hi, good evening. Same to you. Doing well. How about
Right.
you?
I'm okay. I'm okay. Looking forward to Christmas in a couple of days' time. Shamar, how did it feel when they told you that you had made the final 11?
I just had a big smile on my face. I say that I, just stay calm, and relax, and just go in and do what I was doing before.
Were you a little bit nervous bowling the first ball?
No, I wouldn't say I was nervous. I kind of played team cricket for a while now, so it's basically like it's sometimes the same players are the same caliber of players, so I just remain focused and, stay calm.
Indeed. And of course, I've got your stats here. I think you bowled much better than the figures suggested. 26 overs, one maiden. You picked up 2 wickets for 110 runs. And that first wicket that you got in Test cricket, you'll always remember, I'm sure.
Yeah, you always remember that wicket.
And what about the pitch, though? I mean, there's a ground in Barbados Empire. We call it the Bank Hall Lawn. There's not the kind of grass on it anymore because, as you know, Apple has gone to the great beyond. He was the man who did such a wonderful job there. Were you surprised to see so much grass on the pitch, Tamar?
Yeah, it's not something that I would see at home in Barbados. I couldn't make out which pitch she was playing on. I had to ask where to pick.
Indeed, indeed. But I thought you bowled well, and every spell you gave a lot of effort, and you're clearly very fit. Tell us about your schedule, though, because I understand at school you are very much a you were what, a 400 man, is it? Is that correct?
Yeah, 4, 8, and 15.
4-8 and 15.
Four,
Not
eight, and fifteen. Yeah, 4, 8, and 15.
right. Not the 100 meter like Roland Butcher. So therefore, how important is fitness in your? And I mean, it must be very important. I mean, you've got to be fit.
Yeah, to bowl overs continuously depends on how you're going. If you're going good, the captain would decide to give you at least two more, so then you end up at like 7 overs. So the bowl 7 overs, then to come back after tea or after lunch. I would say you've got the endurance to do it, and also your strength. Strength is another thing that you would need.
Indeed. We're going to certainly talk a little bit about, where you started. We're not going to keep you too much longer because I'm sure you're preparing those Christmas gifts for all your family, Wayne Holder. Thanks, Wayne, for making sure that Shamar joined us. I really appreciate that. But Kyle Mayers, a good friend of mine there, I think we live in this same parish, although Kyle, I'm a Bayfield man, I'm a country man. Good evening to you, sir. How are you, Kyle? Where's Kyle gone? He was just there on Zoom.
Hi, I'm hi.
Where are you,
Yeah, I'm here.
Kyle? Where are
I'm
you,
here.
Kyle? Where are
I'm here.
you? We got to hello. We're seeing you. Okay, hi. How are you, Kyle? You got your good friend
Yeah.
Shamar Holder with us, of course. You've also got Toby Radford, and we've got a wonderful team here. First of all, season's greetings to you. How was the experience in New Zealand, Kyle Mayers?
Hi, good evening to all you guys. Season greetings to you guys as well. It was a wonderful experience. I think New Zealand is a beautiful place, especially for cricket. Facilities outstanding. Every facility we practice at or play cricket at was unbelievable. So I just try to enjoy as much as possible, try to take in as much as possible.
And you two gentlemen, of course, would have been in England. Not the same rigid conditions in terms of a bubble. Kyle?
Yeah, it was much easier than it was much easier than England. I actually got to live like a Kiwi. When we went on the streets, there was no masks.
No
You know what I
mask.
mean? And now we back home, we wearing masks. So New Zealand probably the best place to be right now in the world.
Yeah, New Zealand. Shamar, did you enjoy New Zealand a lot?
Yeah, New Zealand is a very beautiful place. Especially Queenstown. We stayed there for a bit and played a couple warm-up games, and it was a very beautiful sight, to see all the mountains and stuff.
Wonderful. All right, we're going to take a break. Stay with us, gentlemen. We're going to pause for our business because when we come back, I'm sure that Toby Radford has got some good things to say about you, Shamar, and of course, Kyle. And of course, we also have in the house. I understand that Chris Lewis is a priest. so he may pray for you before the end of the show. That's not true, Chris. All right, Mason and Guest is brought in association with very good friends at Barbados Lottery, promoting youth sport and culture.
When the double draw, you're playing with the mega ball. It's tripling, you can triple your winnings just for one more dollar. Bronze mega ball,
30,000.
Silver mega ball,
40,000.
Gold mega ball,
50,000.
More and more and more, you're winning. Put down another dollar, and when you win, you holler. That's how you triple it with the mega ball.
Make your winnings even bigger. Call for the mega ball today. Promotion ends December 26, 2020.
The mega ball.
This is Mason and Guest. I'm Andrew Mason, along with co-host Dr. Andrew Ford. We've got on Zoom Chris Lewis, the former England all-rounder. We've also got Toby Radford, the former West Indies batting coach. And based on how things are going, Toby, you may very well be in some business. I know that our good friend Roland Butcher will make a recommendation. He's a big boy there at the Cricket Development Committee. He's also very much a part of us. And Shamar Holder, the young man with so much ability, who just came back from New Zealand. And of course, Kyle Mears, whose beard is not as big as it was when he last spoke to me when he was in England. Gentlemen, it's a pleasure to have you. 4341790, you can call us and get involved in the discussion. Toby, you've heard from the young men. Your reaction?
Yeah. Well, I first saw Shamar back in, was it 2019, actually. It was a camp, a T20 camp in Antigua, and he really stood out as the main bowler. First time I'd seen him, it was a T20, but his control of line and length, even in that format where people are looking to hit you and there's pressure on you as a bowler, his ability to hold an area really stood out. So I was not surprised at all when he got picked on the tour in the summer. I watched pretty much all the England series from my house last summer, got the win early on, and then I was just chomping at the bit for him to get selected in England. And I was really hoping they'd play him because I knew what a quality bowler potentially he was going to be. He didn't get his opportunity in England, which I think, you know, may have been a really good thing for the West Indies, actually. Mm. When the series was 1-1 going into a decider, fresh, you know, a young, fresh bowler, possibly make his, you know, the start of a great career.
Should have played in the third test.
It wasn't to be then, but looked at... Yeah, I would have picked him. Look, but that's gone.
No, that's gone. That's gone.
But he's played in New Zealand. He's played in New Zealand. I'm delighted he's played because, you know, I always thought, as I say, he's a quality bowler. And I think he's got a, you know, touch wood, stays fit and healthy. He's got a fine future ahead of him. So great to see him play, learning, taking wickets, and hopefully a start of a long career.
Wonderful. Mr. You notice I call you Mr. Chris Lewis, the pastor. You spoke about the tremendous criticism of our players. We've got two young men on Zoom. Kyle Mears, think very highly of him as a cricketer, and I hope that he actually goes on to play Test cricket. Shamar Holder, that they expect to lead the West Indies attack for many years. What do you have to say to these two young, positive gentlemen, Chris?
Well, listen, first of all, Kumar, Kyle, congrats. You've done amazingly well to get to where you are. I wish you both a successful and long career. Listen, there isn't just one part of being an international cricketer. Of course, you've got to be dedicated to your sports. You know, you've got to actually enjoy it. But also, you've, as everybody has said earlier, you've kind of got to have the right infrastructure to go with it, to get to the top, and once you actually get it, to be able to actually perform. But gents, it's all about focus. It's all about you. Mm-hmm. I think in life in general, there are a lot of things that go on around you. The thing you can actually control is you. And in my experience, that's the thing that actually makes the biggest difference to your experience, mm-hmm. you know, wherever you are. Mm-hmm. So stay focused and believe in that journey, believe in where you're going and believe you're going to get there. Mm-hmm. And wonderful things happen along the way.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful words coming for you, Chris.
And
yes.
And that's it.
Wonderful. Shamar, for the benefit of, you know, those who don't know you, of course, this program goes across the Caribbean, goes across the world. There's some stations who actually take it live. What part of Barbados are you from, Shamar?
Spooners Hill, St. Michael.
Oh, you're a Spooners Hill man. Okay, wonderful. And yeah. you would have played your cricket, as you said, at the under-17 level. You've got someone like a Wayne Holder who's Is he what? Is your cousin? He's a local cricket commentator. Is he
uncle?
He's your uncle.
My uncle.
Even closer than that, and he's been a tremendous inspiration. And of course, the family backing means a lot to you, I'm sure, Shamar.
Yeah, it does. It does mean a lot, especially my grandmother, who's not here with us, but she would be very proud that she was here right now.
Okay. You grew up with your grandmother, Shamar?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Okay.
From small.
Okay.
Right,
so tremendous influence on you. Oh dear. All right. And of course you would have played at the under 17 level and went on to play for Barbados. How was that experience?
I would say it was a good one. Also it started from school level, I would say, and also clubs. So playing for St. Leonard's and coming up through the ranks, Passage Road coming up.
Right.
And then I got my chance to be at the Saints of Excellence.
Yes.
And I tried out at the Saints of Excellence, and I was selected. Barbados under 17, went to Tobago, had a decent tour. Only played 3 games, but I got a few wickets. And then I came back home, and everything just went from there, just step after step after step. And I got the opportunity to go to trials for CCC trials, and I also got the opportunity to play for CCC that year. And my first 5-wicket haul in cricket came in the Super 50 against Wingward, playing against Kyle Mears also.
Oh, yeah, he played. Did you get Kyle out?
No, he stood up.
He batted one before the roll because he knew you were bowling. He was afraid of you. Yes.
So he survived, and I took 5. And then after that, I returned home, and a couple of days later, I received a call that I would be replacing someone in the 19 team, Messi's on 19 team.
Exactly.
So yeah, that's where things actually kicked off from there.
We want to talk about that experience because, of course, as a result of an injury, you went on to play in a West Indies team, and that's tremendous. We know what happened with the women winning and the men winning the T20 World Cup. Tremendous. We're going to talk a little bit about that. But let's go, of course, back to Kyle. Kyle, you would play for the Barbados team, of course, with Shamar in it. Wonderful qualities in this young man, Kyle.
Yeah, for sure. I'm one of his biggest fans, he could tell you. He has everything that it takes to be a special for the opportunities, and I know for sure he'll get his family and himself first.
Mm-hmm. What do you like about Shamar as a bowler?
I think his confidence. That he's a very confident bowler. When he says he's going to do something, he actually tries to do it and execute most of the time. He's very, very aggressive, and that's one thing that fast bowlers need to be, aggressive. So he has that confidence that he believes in himself a lot, and that's the key for me. And that's what I enjoy more about Shamar.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hold your horses there, because Josh De Silva has joined us as well. We really want to thank all of you for coming on Mason and Guests, and you know, we're coming to the end of the year. I really want to thank so many people, people who come on the show and give her their time, and you know, it's a lot of production thanks to you, Larry Mears, and you know, people behind the scenes to ensure that we try to put out a good product. And it's interesting that Josh De Silva joins us in that wonderful cap you got there. It doesn't have Man United on it, Josh. I know that you are not a Man United man. You're not like my very good friend there, Roland Butcher, with that wonderful victory on the weekend against Leeds. But I'm going to go back to the last match that was played, Barbados versus Trinidad and Tobago. That game was played at Kensington Oval. I think it would have been early in the year. And Condé Riley, the president of the Barbados Cricket Association, when you were batting, Joss, it was a wonderful piece of bowling by young Holder and Harden. But you stuck in the afternoon. I remember upstairs having a drink with Passero, of course, who was a Condé Riley. He said that he quite liked Josh De Silva as a batsman. He actually predicted that you were going to go on to play for the West Indies side. And it's a pleasure to have you on the show this evening, Josh. Good evening and season's greetings to you. How are you, my friend? How is Trinidad?
Very good. It's going good in quarantine. I still haven't reached home yet, but thank you for having me. And Oh, yeah, it's a pleasure to be here.
You haven't reached... Where are you, Josh?
I am in my right outside the airport in Regent's, the hotel. I came straight from the airport in the hotel.
Wait. So explain that to me. So you have to be in quarantine for how long?
In quarantine until the 25th of December, and then I go home for 7 more days of quarantine. I can't leave the house for 7 more days.
Really? Not such restrictions on you, Kyle?
No, we had it a bit better. Obviously, we just had to self-isolate at home for 7 days. Mm-hmm. So I'll be roaming the streets of wherever it is from Friday.
Oh, yes. And Shamar, I'm sure you're very happy to be back home, Shamar.
Yeah, I'm very, very happy. I don't mind the 7 days. I self-isolate.
I see. How has it been, though? Dr. Ford, I know you got your questions. How has it been, Josh, though, in isolation like that? The quarantine must be pretty tough.
It's very tough. This is my second one coming back into Trinidad after the England tour. And that first one wasn't easy. And this one isn't any easier. It's a bit of a toll on the mental side of things. A bit of no motivation to do anything, just to do the push-ups or sit-ups. You don't feel like you want to do anything. Mm-hmm. So it's a big struggle, but I'm fighting through it.
Mm-hmm. Toby, this young man has got lots of ability. I've been singing his praises from the time I saw him play against Barbados, and I hope that he does very well. Technically, Toby looks a good player. Young Josh De Silva?
Very well organised, plays very straight. Just looks like a technically solid player. He's someone that I just, in my 10 years I had in the Caribbean, I just never got to see him play. And it was only when the West Indies were in England last year and I was watching the scores from the warm-up games, I was looking at him getting his runs and thinking I wanted to see him back. So sort of, for me, I've almost missed him. He's come up on the blind side.
Uh-huh.
So it's been great to now see him get into the team and obviously played a really good innings in New Zealand. And I think showing the cricket world what he's capable of, and hopefully got a long, like Shamar and these other guys, got a long career ahead of him.
Mm-hmm. Well, gentlemen, I'm not going to keep you too much longer. I know that you're preparing and getting your gifts and all that. So let's go to Dr. Ford. I'm sure, Doc, you've got some questions.
Good night again. Josh, we saw you in the first test. Didn't get very many in the first innings, but in the second innings, you look really assured and confident. And, you know, you even kind of delayed getting your 50 to shield the lower order. What was going through your mind then? How were you, you know, torn between the 50 versus trying to protect the lower order?
I had a lot of faith in Shamar.
You should.
It was I did. You could tell him. But I was told that to play the game at my pace and take as much strike as I can.
Mm-hmm.
I did the 90-50, but then I was later told off by Ross Taylor to forget that. Get your 50. This is a test 50.
Mm-hmm.
but I tried my best. It took me about 10 minutes or 15 minutes after that to actually get to my 50. So it was a relief after I got it. I was wondering if I was ever going to get it after I turned on that signal, but eventually it came.
You look competent behind the stumps, and you look comfortable against the short ball. Do you love batting as much as you like keeping, and would you consider being a top 6 batsman if given that opportunity?
Yeah, definitely. Batting is probably what I love to do the most. I love to keep as well, but I think every cricketer loves to bat. Even the bowlers could tell you they love to bat. So it's something that I would love to do. If I'm given the opportunity and somebody else has the gloves and I get to bat in the top 6, I'm willing to take up the challenge. So whatever the team needs me to do, I'll do.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about the dismissal after you got the 50. What you think went wrong, and what are your plans where that's concerned in the future?
I was working on something before the game. Well, actually, quite through even through England coming into New Zealand. So the front foot came across a bit from like when I did my trigger. I never used to trigger, so that trigger only started literally like a week before that test match. But it felt pretty comfortable, so I went in with it. And then it was going well. And then that one, I was playing straight. Then that one, I just tried to get to the right of mid-wicket to get a single in hand down at deep square.
Mm-hmm.
And just missed that one. Probably closed the face a little too early. And yeah, just reviewed it for the review and its sake. I knew I was gone.
Mm-hmm.
A few of your colleagues also had difficulties playing around the front pad. For those of us who don't bat, tell us about the struggle to to keep that front pad, you know, on the onside of the back and playing straight as the innings goes on.
When I now get into the innings, I want to play as straight as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep that side on as much as possible and get that back flow going down. When you get a bit more confident and the ball is moving around, sometimes you just tend to get a little loose and probably play across the line a bit. But just trying to stay as much as side on as much as possible and, just play the ball straight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Interesting. All right, Shamar, we're going to come back to you. We're going to let you go pretty soon. And, of course, Kyle, we want you to stay with us a little bit longer. We're going to open the lines as well. I'm sure that many people want to interact with you. We are at the point talking about you're going to represent the West Indies back in, 2016. You got into the side as a result of an injury. And you performed so very well. And I think this is when people started to recognize that there was a lot of talent in this young man. You eventually went on to make the Barbados side, and ever since, things have gone very well for you. What about that experience of being part of a winning side?
It was after getting the call, you know, could not believe it, after not being
mm-hmm.
in the select, because a few guys got picked after on a 19 regional, on a 19 in Jamaica.
Right.
And I wasn't selected. So, I had no hope that I would have got picked, or I wasn't even a reserve. So, after being selected, I was quite shocked, but I was quite thankful for the opportunity. I just went down and just mingled with the guys. I had known most of the guys from regional cricket before, so it wasn't really nothing much to go and do, but to just see how things is going and just bond with the team and get accustomed to the conditions.
Mm-hmm.
So after that happened, everything just went smoothly. Everything, the first game, it was a bit of nerves, but everything just went to plan.
Mm-hmm. And of course, in the Barbados side, you've now been playing for what, 2 or 3 years now? Permanent fixture now, become one of the top bowlers. Just 1 year, actually. Doing so very well for the Barbados side. And, of course, you've got someone like a young Harden. And what it's so refreshing, in my view, to see two young men bowling with good pace, yourself and Harden. Are you close with your good friend Harden there? Are you tight?
Yeah, we very close. We talk about cricket all the time, even maybe playing for Barbados or even when we're not playing. So, yeah, we kind of help each other on the field, off the field.
Mm-hmm. Right. And of course, if we come back to you now, Josh, I was speaking about it when you played against Barbados early in the year, that fascinating battle. I mean, it reminded you of the old time fast bowling that we saw at Kensington Oval. Shamar, I'm sure you remember that. And Josh was getting behind the ball. Conde Riley up in his big box there. The BCA was saying, this young man has got some ability. What a contest there, Josh against Holder.
Yeah, that was a good challenge. He got me in the first inning, so I was tempted to not let him get me again. But it was a tough session, a tough evening session. We already lost to Lozano, first ball of the inning.
Yes, I remember that.
I believe so, yeah. And then, so it was a tough time in that. And then I got out the first ball the next day to Harding, which isn't nice either, because that's my good friend. Yeah. And I hate to get out to him as well.
Yes, I remember that very well.
Yeah, it was a good challenge.
Yeah, I'm proud Gustard gave you. I thought the ball might have missed about 10 or so leg stumps. It looked a bit high, but of course that's not for you to comment on. I thought so as well. I'm sure Kyle Mears at Slips thought so as well, Kyle. It looked a bit high to me. I was very, very surprised at that. But Kyle?
It was good. It looked very, very good to me.
he was plumb. He was stone, Kyle? Or Shamar, he was stone?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Good delivery.
Yeah. Good delivery. Let's come back to you, Kyle, now, in terms of your performances. But you didn't get a chance to play in the test match. But you're no doubt looking now to possibly go to Bangladesh.
Yeah, if selected, hopefully get the chance, the opportunity to go to Bangladesh. Mm. Obviously, there's no T20 games playing in Bangladesh. And right. I remember David the last series.
Right.
So hoping to get a chance to play the longer format, which would be the 50 overs.
Right.
ODIs.
Mm. And of course, Shamar, I know your ticket has been booked already to go to Bangladesh. Shamar?
No, I'm also waiting to see if I'm selected.
Okay. Well, let me tell you, gentlemen, the team was selected yesterday, and I was told not to announce it, and I'm not going to do it, but I think you guys can smile. Josh, you can smile as well, because Dr. Ford, I haven't even shared it with him. But these guys, you know, I get my my information, and I was told that you guys are very, very good. As we would say in Beijing parlance, you guys are safe. So that is news, of course, coming from Mason and Guess. You fellas have done very well and get into the side. So, Shamar, just before you go, though, you must be on top of the world. I mean, there are many people who have seen you. I was speaking to Sir Clive Lloyd, Sir Andy Roberts, when you played against India A. He called me and said, here's a young man that I believe has got the ability. And no doubt you're hoping that someday to be part of a winning West Indies side, because, you know, there's a lot of pain in West Indies cricket. You're a very fit man. That is important. I keep stressing the importance of fitness, and you're going from strength to strength, and I wish you well.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Any final words? Any final words before you go? No, I think Roland has got... Yes, you're Roland.
Yeah, before Shamar goes, I would like to say both to Shamar and Josh. Josh, well, congratulations on playing your first test match. But what I would ask you gentlemen to do is to remember that you've only played one test match.
Right.
So you've got everything ahead of you. Don't get ahead of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in the Caribbean will think you're the saviors for West Indies cricket, but they are the very same people that, if you fail the next game, will be the ones calling for your head. So remember, you've played one test match for the West Indies. You've now got to try and play a second and build on every one of those games and try to have a good career. But and remember, the West Indies is a very unforgiving place. And, you know, once you fail, people will give you a rough time. But always bear in the back of your mind, gentlemen, that, you know, you want to be a good player, and it's going to take a lot of hard work. And despite what people say, you know, just work hard towards achieving your goals, and I wish you all the best of luck, certainly in this next trip.
One wonderful advice.
Yeah, thank you.
Don't go, Shamar. Doc, a final question for Shamar before he goes.
I'd like to ask Roland and Chris, for these young aspiring players, what is the biggest distraction for a player at this stage in their career, test player trying to get on, pitfalls that you can maybe advise the guys against? Being young, fledgling international players, Chris.
I'll speak for myself.
Before Chris comes, I just want to say one thing. Yes. Chris can have a much longer time. I think the biggest thing is to not to get ahead of yourself.
Okay.
And start believing that you've made it. That is the real advice I can give to anyone, because it is very easy to feel that you've made it when you haven't.
No. Yes, Chris.
Oh, Chris.
Well, I'll speak from my personal experience. I think perhaps it can be very easy if you dream about something all your life, and then you finally get there, you play a test match, you become an international cricketer. This also can be a tendency to, from that moment on, get a little bit lazy because you've already got there. I think it's important to keep resetting your goals as you go along in your career. You aim for here, and once you get there, you then aim for the next place. There's so many distractions, especially when you start to play cricket, because there's so many people coming around congratulating you, telling you you're wonderful. And all the obvious distractions, they are off the field. It's probably the time most to actually focus, you know, because there's so many things coming at you when you first play international cricket that you can be distracted at, because you've never seen before and you've always wondered about. So it's that time, even though all of you have done very well to get where you are, it's that time to double down even more now and focus on the things you want.
Wonderful. Shamar, just finally before you go, I'm sure you want to thank all those people who've supported you. And no doubt you're preparing for the 50-over competition. My understanding is going to be in Antigua. Starts, I think, on February the 4th. I had my notes somewhere, but and I can tell you that, and of course, Roland, who is very much a part of the Cricket Development Committee, will confirm that the 50-over competition is going to be in Antigua. And I can also say to you that the regional four-day competition, in case you didn't know, Shamar or Kyle or Josh, is going to be held in two countries. The first two rounds will be in Barbados, and then the last three will be in Trinidad and Tobago. And it's going to be from April through May. That is the information that I've gotten. So, gentlemen, you got some time to prepare. Shamar, just before you go, looking forward, of course, to... and you've come back and you've played some cricket as well. No doubt you're looking forward to grow from strength to strength, Shamar.